Claudia Tausch, late though it may be, begins now. I'm looking through the waiver slash released wire. Now, as the former NFL PA guy, if you have 4 years of experience, you're not subject to waiver claims. You can sign with whoever you want. You're a free agent, okay, basically, right?
Okay.
So I don't know if any of these kickers that were released would choose to sign with the Packers unless they were being told they were the guy. So I can't think anything other than Greg Joseph's your opening day kicker. I'm eager to find out what the reasoning was when we talked to Goody this afternoon and what he liked better about him, because he hit a rough patch during camp and he missed a field goal during the preseason, I believe in Cleveland. But Tausch, how is your confidence level in Greg Joseph? Because Greg Joseph, who talks in the third person, took care of Greg Joseph and made sure he was ready to win this job over Anders Carlson.
Does he talk in the third person?
He does. Greg Joseph's like just got to focus on Greg Joseph.
That's like Ricky Henderson type stuff. I'm not overly confident. I don't think you can look at it and say, well, all the problems are solved. I thought, you know, in the games, I know he missed the one kick. When you're analyzing it, his kicks were a lot purer. Like, started down the middle, stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like he's going to make kicks. You also, I don't think, feel like for certain he's going to miss or he's going to make every big kick. But he is a veteran. I think at this point in time, you give him the opportunity. If there's not somebody that you love, you give him this opportunity to show that he can be the guy. And if you don't, and if he's not, you have an incredibly short leash as far as what you're going to do at that position. And I think you're going to constantly see guys coming in. If someone else becomes available that you think, you bring them in and you try out, and you're constantly shuffling. Like I said earlier, I think he's definitely a rent guy, and I think he should go month to month on his rent, because unless he's making every kick, I think there's going to be a ton of questions that go along with it.
Is that a good situation to be in? You know, we always talk about how competition and iron sharpens iron, but I'm guessing Greg Joseph is self-aware enough that he is being smart about his living arrangements too, right? I mean, I don't get the sense, having bounced around a little bit before he caught on with the Vikings and having been through that process, I don't think he's sitting there going, okay, I won the job, I'm the guy, because he just doesn't seem like that kind of fella. But is that optimal for a guy being able to be effective if the messaging, whether it's unspoken or spoken, is you're the guy for now?
Until you're not. Yeah, that's the reality of the business. And yes, in an ideal world, whether it's quarterback, offensive line, kicker, whoever it might be, you want to feel like your organization trusts you and that you can just go and continue to grow in your profession. Well, if that's not the case, you're kind of always looking over your shoulder. Some guys can really thrive on that, but most people, that is another wearer of emotion, that kind of will wear you out. And you want your guys to be sharp, and you want them to be free-flowing, and you want that kind of enthusiasm. And it's a lot harder to do when you know that people don't really trust what's going on and you're always looking over your shoulder. So I think from an emotional standpoint, it is very difficult to do that week in and week out. So hopefully what happens, you start laying that foundation of trust by making some kicks. All of a sudden you get that attaboy from Goody. You get that attaboy from Bisaccia, and it's like, this is your gig now, and you start feeling that, and that confidence grows along with it, and your season gets going from there.
All right, so I don't know how much I was actually surprised yesterday, but Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated, our buddy, put together his list of 7 surprises. I want to ask you if you agree, disagree, or are very, very, very surprised by any of his surprises on his list. Okay? We will do that coming up. I wouldn't put the Prize Picks projection at you being surprised by any more than like 1.5. And then maybe I'd still go more because you'd have 2. But I still don't see that many surprises. Bill did. All I know is I'm not surprised when you're playing Prize Picks.
Prize Picks America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And unlike other apps, Prize Picks is just you v the numbers. All you do, pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends. Become part of the Prize Picks community today. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Sign up today, and you get $50 instantly. All you have to do is play a $5 deal. You don't even need to win to get that $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. And the season is getting moving here. You got Mahomes. You got Jordan Love. Will Patrick Mahomes. He's going to throw for more or less than 4,300 yards. You enter your season picks before week one kicks off. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game.
We'll get to those surprises or not next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Play a little game, old T.
Love games. Love them.
Maybe we could get the old numbers game music to play in the background while we play.
Best I can do is NFL countdown music, hotkey bed.
We'll pass.
We'll do it without music. All right, so here are your choices. In honor of Mike McCarthy, you could say surprised, not surprised, or very, very, very surprised.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to start at the bottom of Bill's list and work our way up. First, both quarterbacks, Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt being released. Surprised, not surprised, or very, very, very surprised?
Not surprised. You felt like there wasn't a ton of confidence in what was happening. And now am I very, very surprised on the decision they made? Yes, to bring in Malik Willis. But as far as releasing both of these guys, because when you have the roster that Brian Gutekunst has built, you don't want, and you think that somebody is not going, these guys weren't getting picked up, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you can play around a little bit and keep one quarterback. That's what Goody did, so that's why I'm not surprised.
Riley found the music, too. That's a bonus. All right. Next, they kept 10 offensive linemen. The 5 starters, if we consider Sean Ryan a starter, and then draft picks Jordan Morgan, Jacob Monk, and Travis Glover, Andre Dillard, and Kadeem Telford. Surprised that they kept that many of their own offensive linemen? Not surprised, or very, very, very surprised?
I'm not surprised, but I'm a little surprised at the Dillard move. Now, I know he struggled a little bit, and then depending on whose grades you read, some folks had him graded out pretty high. I don't necessarily care as much about that.
I read A.J. Dillon's grades.
Everybody was money. 10's a lot, but this is where Brian Gutekunst and his staff put a lot of resources in. I hadn't heard a lot about Glover throughout all the camp, but he's a draft pick. He's a big body. We want to keep him. Dillard is the only player in that group that it was between him and Telford. And Telford, you had kind of kept telling us, don't be surprised. No, so I wasn't.
All right.
Dillard is somebody, if you're not going to run him out there right at week one, I still, if I'm him, you have to be on the roster the Friday before the first game. So they play on a Friday, so it would have to be Wednesday.
The Tyrone Davis rule.
Tyrone Davis, Corey Hall got caught up in this move where they get rid of guys so they don't have to pay him for the full year.
Uh-huh.
If I'm Dillard, I am waiting. I ain't cashing any checks until that date happens because I'm guessing that's he's going to be one of those guys that if they find somebody they really like, a little fluidity.
That's such a crappy thing to do. That's just, I understand it's a business, but that's so
dirty.
That's so crappy.
Those are the rules.
All right. Next one, surprised, not surprised, or very, very, very surprised. I'll be honest, I'm not surprised by this. I'm disappointed, but I was not surprised. I could feel this coming. Christian Welch being released.
You might be a bigger Christian Welch fan than I am a Goody.
That's impossible.
He needs to take you to the Iola car show. Iola. I'm surprised just because he had such a good camp. And he's been, you know, he fills needs. He's a special teamer. He can fill in if these young guys aren't ready to go. Like, you just felt like he really earned it. And a lot of times, even with all this youth and the stuff that the Packers love to have on their roster, sometimes guys just overperform and make it so you can't cut them. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was in that camp, so that's why I'm a little bit surprised.
All right, well, the corollary then is Aaron Mosby, who had an interception and a strack fumble that was then returned by Anthony Johnson for a touchdown, which wasn't enough to keep his job. We'll get to him in a moment. Aaron Mosby makes the team. Surprised, not surprised, or very, very, very surprised.
Yeah, surprised. They didn't hear a ton about him throughout camp. You know, you heard of Brenton Cox and how was he going to stay on. You heard about the depth at these positions. So I think you're kind of looking at it and saying it's a numbers game, practice squad, but he makes a couple plays, and that is another case where you just wonder how much of the evaluation goes into these games, scrimmages, etc. How Goody judges that is really interesting because you get mixed messages when you hear this compared to Welch and some of these other guys that really performed well. He made one of the biggest plays throughout preseason. You didn't think that would really matter. But he obviously did a lot in practice and the other stuff that forced him to say he's too good for us to put him out on the waivers and let somebody grab him.
All right, next one from Bill Huber. You can read this at SI.com. On the roster, Greg Joseph. I don't know if any of us was truly surprised that they cut Anders Carlson, even though they clearly wanted him to win the job. I thought maybe it would mean that they wouldn't keep either one of them, kind of like they did with the backup quarterbacks.
By the way, It didn't say Packers final 53-man roster when they put it on the
website
yesterday.
Initial.
Take that for what it's worth. So, no, you thought one of those guys would stay, but you also wondered, is there somebody out there that they like more? And we're not going to know that answer immediately. So, initially, I am not surprised that he is their kicker, but I won't be surprised if he's not.
Very well said. All right, next, released Kalen King and Robert Rochelle. They kept only five corners, and one of them is Eric Stokes, who obviously, as Bill points out, has a very lengthy injury history in his first several years in the league. Surprised, not surprised, or very, very, very surprised?
Very surprised. Yeah. I'm not going to go double very.
Okay.
Because that's such a critical position, but I think part of what they're doing is having a lot of versatility with their safeties and with their slot guys. But the fact that Kalen King, and I don't know how many times I had to hear this is the case where someone gets a narrative and you latch onto it and then everybody spits it out. Oh, Kalen King, he's a steal at the seventh. Oh, my, he would have been a first-round pick. That was his narrative. It's a great narrative. And then he played pretty well. Obviously, the last game, I thought he played pretty well. He was physical. So I think that's why I'm very surprised. But that just tells you from a narrative standpoint, that doesn't always mesh with what you see on practice film and what the evaluators see. So it's another good reminder. Don't get caught up just because there's a lot of stories and hype about it. If it's not direct quotes from the Gutenator, from LaFleur, be very skeptical of what is just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's the truth.
Speaking of which, this is the quote that Bill included, and I thought of it right away, too, when I saw his name on the waiver wire. He's had an outstanding camp up to this point. It's a very competitive situation. He's really learned a ton. He made a huge jump, I would say, in my eyes, to this point from last season. Now he's got to go out and do it as we get some live bullets in terms of those preseason games. It'll be interesting to see how he does, but I'm excited for him. That is what Matt LaFleur said around family night about Anthony Johnson. So this is the one junior. Where I would give you, this is junior. This is the one where I would give you a very surprise from my end. It's the only one.
Well, I'm going to go very. I'm going Mike McCarthy here and going double very, because that quote and when you heard that, because I remember when we talked about that on the show, I thought, oh, wow, because you know Bullard's making it, right? Mm-hmm. You're in love with your guy Williams / Micah. So, and obviously X is going to be there. So if I hadn't heard that quote and then saw how he performed, especially in the last preseason game,
yeah,
I would have said, oh, yeah, well, it's a numbers deal. But that's a lot of glowing praise, which coaches don't have to give. Mm-hmm. There's ways around giving praise to that nature. Mm-hmm. So very, very surprised. I'm sure that this is one of those cases, a lot like Welch, where he's good enough and he should be a part of this 53. But there's too many other pieces that needed to be played. And unfortunately, these guys were the casualties of that.
They kept Ketan Oladapo, their fifth-round pick out of Oregon State, and they kept Zane Anderson, a special teams guy, as the other two safeties in addition
to the ones. Yeah, and who's a better player, Oladapo or number 36? Who's better right now?
Given that I've barely seen that much of Oladapo since he missed a lot of camp, it's hard to put him anywhere close to where Anthony Johnson Jr. was at.
Yeah, right, and that's the part of this, that's what stinks for these. And I know Johnson Jr. is not like a vet, but he's obviously more of a veteran than Oladapo.
Victor.
That's the tough part of this. And this is part of Goody and the Packers' way. If you're a fifth-round pick or higher, you are going to have to stink. Stink on toast.
Joey Jameson.
In order to not make that roster. And unfortunately, sometimes these are some of the casualties of that philosophy.
All right, that is our new game. Surprised, not surprised, or very, very, very surprised.
Very, great very,
work
by very
so there's only a couple very, very. I think A.J. Dillon, the how that shook out, and the fact that Marshawn Lloyd is on the was made me very, very surprised. This is like an addendum to your game.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But Anthony Johnson Jr., and Kalen King were the two, and really it was Johnson Jr. that I was, whoa.
Yeah.
Kalen King was more like a,
Yep. It'll be interesting to see. We'll see the practice squad here in a little while. The deadline for claiming is noon, so we will see if any of those players get claimed or if they sign elsewhere. All right. We need to get to Woe Riley, but before we can, we need to make a quick trip to Quick Trip.
Very clever. Summer weather. Thanks. Well, it's about to turn to fall, and my grill has been getting quite the work of my go-to right now. Of course, is Quick Trip. The ground beef. Matter of fact, we made some burgers from there last night. $2.99 a pound. When I want to make burgers from scratch, it is the perfect ingredient. You know, great ground beef deals aren't the only thing Quick Trip has to offer. How about chicken? Roasted chicken every Monday for $5.99. And today is Wednesday, is it not? Well, you got bone-in tender deals, $9.99 on Wednesdays. And those tenders, oh, you know I love those tenders, hand-breaded and boneless. Grab a little buffalo sauce in a little container underneath. And if you want to make a sandwich, grab Quickery white bread, 99 cents a loaf for those sandwiches. And we're in Wisconsin after all, so the dairy deals at Quick Trip Our second in a Nature's Touch American cheese, $1.99. You can also get chocolate or vanilla ice cream, $2.99. All those deals and more at Quick Trip. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead, and you can earn more points. Take care of the payment and just stop by to pick it all up, or you can get it brought out to you curbside.
Whoa, Riley is next. It's Wilde and Tausch. It's the moment everyone's been waiting for, especially Katie and maybe her family. It's time now for Woe Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Yes.
First of all, we bid farewell to Grant Dubose, who has been claimed on waivers by the Miami Dolphins. Now, I had said that I thought they had more than 6 wide receivers. That was your 7th. Samari Toure would have been your 8th. We'll see if Samari Toure finds a home. He was also released, but no Grant Dubose, as he has been claimed by the Dolphins per Bill Huber. And the Packers have claimed former Titans kicker Braden Narveson.
Oh, Narvy.
So,
okay.
What does that mean? Not to eat up Riley's Woe Riley time, but that Tom Silverstein, the first to report that. What does that say to you, if anything at all?
What do you mean, what does that say?
Well,
what does it say to you?
I'm waiting to see if the corresponding move is that they have cut Greg Joseph or not.
Yeah. This is a
good question.
Well, wait a minute, though. Wait, what if they're keeping both of them?
Competition part two.
No.
They have to be. This has to mean that Greg Joseph is gonzo, right?
Yeah, if they were awarded the claim for Narvy.
Narvy?
Yeah.
Narvy. Yar, Narvy, matey. So we will see. That is developing. We'll keep you updated. Meanwhile, Rob Domofsky reports that Sean Clifford is returning to the practice squad. So you'll be happy to know that. Time now for Woe Riley again.
Alrighty, my first question is there any relation between Bill Narveson and former Brewers pitcher Chris Narveson?
I mean,
anyone know?
Other than the fact that his name is Braden Narveson.
Braden Narveson, same deal.
Well, what about Chris, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, Riley, that's a question that the producer usually would be bringing.
Yeah,
hey, can you believe that Narvy and Narvy?
Well, you know, I'll look it up for our final segment after Woe Riley. But you guys did hint at the start of the show you wanted to hear my call of the game-winning touchdown from the
Prep Mania game. Did she get all the names right?
I believe so. I believe so. No one from DeForest has reached out to me saying that Chris Eberhardt was not the one who scored the game-winning touchdown. But for your listening pleasure,
yeah,
here is my final call of the game-winning two-point conversion from Chris Eberhardt. Heck of a showing here on Zimmerkana's presentation of Prep Mania. Eberhardt still in there. Offset eye formation. Snap to Ziggler. Give to Eberhardt for the wick, for the victory.
Yes.
Is he in? DeForest thinks he is. He is.
Yes.
The DeForest Norskis are victorious tonight. They win it in walk-off fashion, 36-35 over the Brookfield Central Lancers. Chris Eberhardt, the hero.
So, here's the question that I have. I'm intrigued by this. I didn't hear it the first time when I shared it all across my social media channels.
Yeah. I was honored.
First of all, you didn't go Eberflus, which is good, because I could have made that mistake. I know I could have.
That would have been highly unfortunate.
Secondly, you said Eberharts. Is that his name? Eberharts?
Yes. Yep.
Still in there. So wait, had he been at... He's an offensive lineman,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had been in there previously at running back also?
Yes, for context. So they were going for two. DeForest was going to end the game either way. They line up. They call a timeout. They go back, reset, come out again. And now Eberhardt is lined up as the fullback. Brookfield Central sees it. They call their timeout. Okay, we know what they're looking at now. And then they come out again. They both use their timeout. Eberhardt was still in there as the fullback. I don't think DeForest changed their plan or their scheme whatsoever. They just ran it right up the gut with Chris Eberhardt, and they got the victory.
Wow. So was he the guest on the post-game show?
Oh.
Did you get to talk to him at all? I'm intrigued by this fella.
If we had a guest on the post-game show, he definitely would have been the choice. He was the Pizza Hut player of the game.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Shout out to Chris Eberhardt for
Love it. Tausch, you're an offensive lineman. You caught a touchdown once, and then Gray Rugemer ruined it. How does that feel when you get in the end zone as the
Sick.
Offensive lineman?
It's awesome. And, Riley, you crushed your Sports Center today. I'm telling you, you are developing into a fine host slash P by P guy. Another Royce Newman. Royce Newman is claimed. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have grabbed Royce Newman, according to Tom Pelissero's little deal here.
Good for Royce.
Shout out to
linemen. Are mean. People are mean, man.
What do you mean?
On Twitter yesterday, people are really mean. Like, about guys losing their jobs and good riddance. And like, it's mean world out there.
Mean world.
Why
yeah,
we feel that way about, football players, and we feel that strongly, it's always amazing to me.
Yeah,
but it was rough. I hope Royce wasn't on Twitter yesterday.
No, not a good place to be.
I hope Anders Carlson wasn't on Twitter yesterday. The amount of... like hate accounts. There are literally accounts dedicated to like cut Anders Carlson or fire Anders Carlson. They did a bit on KBN with Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. And I was, not a huge fan of that. I don't understand the joy of someone losing their job and their livelihood. But
that's why when the media folks get laid off and everybody, it's like, oh my God, it's alarming to me.
No, it's very fair. I don't think you can look back on my track record and see me celebrating.
It's not
guys.
Always about you.
Well, but there might.
Crazy.
But what I was going to say.
Crazy.
No. You stepped on the line, but there might have been a couple of exceptions over the years. But I don't need to dwell on those. All right, that's it for Will Riley. We will wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
When it comes to security for your home and family, you want a winner, and we found one when we played.
Tausch, I don't love the timing because A, it ate up some of Riley's time for Woe Riley, and secondly, we're out of time on our show. If you end up throughout a training camp in which you had two primary combatants and three different guys in the third spot, and you end up with none of them as your kicker, and it ends up being Braden Narveson, what am I supposed to think?
You think that what you had wasn't good enough and you decided to move in a different direction. So you get a clean slate. Now we shall see. But obviously it's not ideal. You want your predominant players that are going to be starting to be a part of your program for more than 3 days before they're out there. But, hey, this is the big boy league, and it's going to be on this young man, if indeed that this is how it shakes out. He's got to go make kicks, and once he makes kicks, nobody's going to give two rips about the battle, the August battle between, I'm guessing, we'll remember Anders Carlson, I'm not sure we'll even remember Greg the Leg after that.
He'll be Billy Cundiff. We'll see if that's actually what's going to happen, if he'll be released or not. Goody talking later this afternoon, so is Matt LaFleur. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.